Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. More than half of Massachusetts residents know someone who's addicted to opioids, and more than a quarter know someone who has died of an opioid overdose. Those are some of the findings from a new poll that was commissioned by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts. Joining us to talk about this is the insurer and a policy researcher, first Andrew Dreyfus, CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Good to be here.
Also, another Andrew Kolodny, who's co-director of opioid policy research at Brandeis University. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So, Andrew Dreyfus, let's start with you. This poll was done in January. About 600 Massachusetts adults were asked a series of questions, many of them concerning the opioid epidemic. And your survey found that 71% of the respondents said that the opioid epidemic was a very serious problem in Massachusetts. And second to that was healthcare, which was 58%. So that's a lot of people. Was that surprising to you, or how would you categorize that?
Yeah, it really was a stunning result. While I think we all knew that the opioid epidemic had gotten a lot of attention in the state, it obviously gets a lot of coverage in the media, I think we would not have guessed that it was both the most urgent public problem facing the Commonwealth, according to the people of the Commonwealth, and that would rank so much higher than other issues such as taxes, the economy, crime, healthcare. So that was a surprising finding. It also suggests that many people, and there are other questions which support this, many people in Massachusetts know someone who has had a substance use disorder, know someone who has been overdosed, and in many cases, unfortunately, know someone who has died from it.
I wonder if that was the most surprising takeaway for you in terms of 27% of the people saying that they knew someone who died of an overdose, and more than half of the people said they knew someone addicted to opioids. Those numbers seem shocking.
They are shocking, and I think they show how deep-rooted the problem is, the widespread prevalence of the problem in Massachusetts, that it affects people of all income levels, of all races, of all backgrounds. And it just shows how urgent a problem it is and how much work we have to do to try to solve it.
Andrew Kolodny, what's your takeaway from those numbers that 600 Massachusetts adults are polled and more than half of them know someone addicted?
It's disturbing but does not surprise me. We are in the midst of the worst drug addiction epidemic in United States history. So when I say that, I'm referring to the number of Americans who have become opioid addicted and to the overdose deaths that we're experiencing. And I think we will be paying a very high price for this problem for probably the rest of our lives. Perhaps the closest we've come in history might be the opium smoking epidemic in China, which was especially severe in the 19th century. And even compared to that epidemic, I believe what the United States is experiencing today is far worse, particularly in terms of deaths.
Right, right. Many of those in this survey felt that the opioid epidemic is more of a public health issue than a law enforcement issue. More people felt that it was a disease. But at the same time, more people in this survey felt that the biggest barrier to effectively dealing with this problem was a lack of personal responsibility on the person addicted. So a little bit of maybe inconsistencies there.
There is. I do think we're seeing a better understanding of addiction as a disease rather than a moral failing. We're seeing more of that today than we saw in the past, but we still have some room there for improvement. So people become opioid addicted by taking opioids repeatedly. And some people become opioid addicted because they were taking opioids repeatedly to enjoy the effect, or they were taking opioids repeatedly to self-medicate despair. But many people become opioid addicted taking opioids repeatedly because a doctor prescribed it to them. And so, you know, I think there are some people who played a role in the development of their addiction, but there are many people who became opioid addicted following a doctor's orders.
Now, treatment, which has been talked about as a possible solution, obviously, could be able to help. It was also a question in this Blue Cross poll, and more than half of those surveyed rated the care and treatment available in Massachusetts as either poor or fair. Many, 43%, said that increasing treatment funding is the way to help stop this. Andrew Dreyfus, what do you, as a major health insurer in Massachusetts, take away from those numbers about treatment?
Well, I think there's no question that we need to expand and diversify our treatment options for people who have addiction problems. And we've been doing that here at Blue Cross. We've been expanding treatment options. We've been ensuring that there aren't any barriers such as pre-authorization requirements, whether it's for methadone or other forms of what we call medication-assisted treatment. We need more treatment beds. We need more outpatient programs. And we're starting to look at alternatives such as recovery coaches using often people who have recovered from addiction themselves, work with newly addicted members who need that kind of support. So we need more treatment, and we're willing to fund it.
Hmm. What about the quality question here? Because most recently we've heard a little bit about quality of treatment. We heard from the National Association of Treatment Providers that they are working on trying to set guidelines of how someone can judge quality. Of course, we heard from State Attorney General Maura Healey, who is warning people about potential scams where unethical so-called treatment providers are telling people they're going to give them insurance and they're not really giving them treatment. And I guess the question for folks, how is it that people are allowed to scam the system and there don't appear to be sort of the same standards of quality for care as there are for other chronic diseases? Andrew Dreyfus?
Yeah, that has been a problem, especially in some out-of-state programs where unsuspecting families are duped into sending a family member to a program which is not of good quality and sometimes actually even makes their addiction problems worse. We encourage all of our members to call us. We have a registry of highly qualified programs in the state. We monitor them carefully. If there are quality questions, we either suspend admissions to those programs. So it is a problem, and the treatment community on this issue is still relatively young and improving, and we need to kind of fortify the existing treatment programs, especially those here in Massachusetts. Hmm.
Andrew Kolodny, I wonder how you would describe either access to treatment or quality of treatment as affecting or contributing to this epidemic. And are these steps that Andrew Dreyfus just mentioned of expanding and diversifying treatment, are those ways that will really help significantly deal with the problem?
Yes, so it's a great question. Our opioid crisis, I believe, is best understood as an epidemic of opioid addiction, meaning that the reason we're experiencing record high levels of opioid overdose deaths, the reason we're seeing heroin and fentanyl flood in and rising rates of neonatal abstinence syndrome and children in the foster care system, and the driver behind all of these health and social problems has been a very sharp increase in the number of Americans suffering from the condition of opioid addiction. And so bringing the opioid crisis under control requires preventing more people from getting addicted. But for the millions who are now addicted, we have to see that they can access a more effective treatment more easily. I think Massachusetts is actually doing a lot better than other states. Not that that's saying very much, but Massachusetts is one of the few states in the country where overdose deaths are trending in the right direction, despite having quite a bit of fentanyl here in Massachusetts. And I think that the reason we're seeing the trend move in the right direction is because Massachusetts does have better access to the most effective treatments for opioid addiction, which are opioid agonist treatments, for example, with medications like buprenorphine. That's easier to get here in Massachusetts than in other states. In many other states, the vast majority of the state-licensed drug and alcohol treatment programs are abstinence-based. They're staffed primarily with drug counselors. They don't really deliver health care, and they're not offering evidence-based treatment for opioid addiction.
Some say that the reason that the state is trending down is because of the availability of the overdose reversal drug Narcan, because more of that is in the market, and it's helping revive people after overdoses, and that's why we're seeing the numbers change. You're shaking your head.
No, I don't think that's the explanation. I think that across the country, we're doing very well with expanding access to naloxone. Naloxone is a very downstream intervention. When you rescue somebody with naloxone, if you don't treat their opioid addiction, you really just have to hope there's someone around with naloxone the next time they overdose. And so we certainly need to keep doing everything we can to make naloxone as widely available as possible. It should be everywhere. It should be in a Starbucks because there are people overdosing in the bathroom there. But I think overall, naloxone is probably making just a small dent in the problem. The more significant dent is if we can prevent more people from getting addicted through more cautious prescribing, and if we see that people who are addicted are accessing effective treatment.
Mm-hmm. And I think, Deb, on the point that Dr. Claudine just made about the cautious prescribing, we've also made a lot of progress in Massachusetts there. We began a program actually back in 2012 before the epidemic was as widely recognized as it is today, where we put certain restrictions and checklists for doctors and pharmacists to assure that patients weren't getting more medication than they needed, and in some cases weren't getting it at all. And as a result of those steps, we saw a dramatic drop, a 50% drop in so-called long-acting opioids and a 25% drop in short-acting, and an astounding 21 million fewer doses of opioid-based medications in the community over a several-year period. And so we have to keep working on the prevention. We have to keep working on the treatment. And then we have to work on some of the larger issues that we began with, which is trying to change public attitudes about substance use disorder more broadly, and really this idea of thinking about it as a chronic illness that people are genetically predisposed to, that tends to, they have it and they will likely to relapse, and that they need a combination of treatment that is, you know, has at its center medication-assisted treatment, as Dr. Claudine said. Those are the kind of the movements we have to make, and it's going to take, unfortunately, as Dr. Claudine said, a number of years.
Why did Blue Cross commission this poll, Andrew Dreyfus, and what do you want to do with these results?
Well, we commissioned the poll because we thought it would be helpful to have a better public understanding of where we are today in Massachusetts. We thought it would be good to establish a baseline so that we could measure it over time to hopefully show improvements. And we could use it to kind of start a more vigorous public conversation about just the issues we've been discussing today. How we define the issue, how people view the issue, some of the treatment options, and again, how we can bring treatment, prevention and treatment of substance use disorders really into the mainstream of medical care.
Are there concrete things that you will do as the major insurer in this
case?
Well,
we've been briefing government officials on these results, and both Governor Baker and Attorney General Healey have already been playing leadership roles on this issue, briefing the state legislature. We think this will be an important tool to educate both policymakers, leaders, and the public more broadly.
Andrew Cologne, your main takeaway from this poll? I didn't ask you that.
The United States is in the midst of the worst drug addiction epidemic in its history, and the people of Massachusetts are well aware of that.
Hmm. Okay. Andrew Kolodny, co-director of opioid policy research at Brandeis University. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Also, Andrew Dreyfus, CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts. Thanks to you as well.
Thank you very much.
And stay with us. Coming up, the latest on this blizzard of 2018.